In our call to worship this morning, we are continuing in our series this month on 3 John, and we come to verse 9 in our passage here, and it says, I wrote unto the church, this is John speaking, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Now, he goes on to say that Diotrephes, with prating words and refusal to accept the brethren, he was casting people out that didn't agree with him and so forth. But the heart of all of this flows here in verse 9, who loveth to have the preeminence among them. He rejected an apostle of God, John. This is how serious this is. John was an apostle. And Diotrephes rejected him. Because of what? He loved to have the preeminence. He had a love problem. He had a serious love problem. You know, this passage begins with the verse, to the elder well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. You read 1 John, we see over and over again that if we love God, we keep His commandments. You see the emphasis upon the proper understanding of what love is. But here was a man who was pastoring a church that didn't know what love was. You know, that's pretty sad that whenever you're an individual that's entrusted with the proclamation of the Word of God, and you don't understand what love is. He saw love as something that should promote himself rather than promote Christ. He saw love as something that should promote his career as opposed to promoting the truth of God's holy word. I'm afraid that there are many across this world that are in the same condition as Diotrephes. Oh, maybe not at the same intensity level, but at the same idea level. Let's put it that way. Well, they love to have the preeminence. They love to have special titles used whenever their name is called. I remember some years ago that I sent a check off to a pastor out on the West Coast. I purchased one of his books. I wanted to read it. And I got the check back, and on the back of the check, it had his name, and he wrote down all of his degrees behind his name, all of his honorary titles, and when he signed his check. I didn't read his book. That's all I needed to know about him. You know, if you can't just put your name down, there's something else going on. He wanted everybody to know. He wanted me to know all of his titles and so forth like that. Now, I don't have anything against someone that goes out and has titles. But whenever they dangle it in front of your face, there are Diotrephes. Diotrephes. I'm the one. Yeah. I'm the one that needs to be loved. I'm the one that should have preeminence. You see, folks, the heart of the problem was he not only rejected the Apostle John, who else did he reject? Now let's just face it, who else did Diotrephes reject? He rejected the Savior. Now he may have talked about him. I have no idea though, no recommendation. As a matter of fact, what John says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil, now get this, hath not seen God. In other words, what is he saying about Diotrephes? Diotrephes is not a believer. Diotrephes has another Savior, himself. He doesn't know what love is. He doesn't know what truth is. All he knows is himself. And we need to be careful that we, as believers in Christ, always reflect Jesus Christ. Amen? We reflect Jesus Christ. There's only one light in the universe of the Christian. Jesus Christ. He's the light of the world. I'm a reflector. That's my job. I'm to always be in a position that I'm reflecting His light. That means I've got to walk near to Him. Amen? I've got to walk near to Him. If I'm going to reflect His light, I've got to be walking with Him so I can reflect His light. If I'm way over here and I'm not near Him, I'm not going to be able to reflect His light. Diotrephes was absorbed with himself. And John says that's evil. That's evil. You and I in Christ Jesus, we are to be absorbed with Christ. and His holy word. And let me encourage you today as we look at that simple statement in closing out 3 John this month, is that we know what love is. Love comes from God. Jesus Christ is love, John tells us in 1 John. And you and I are to reflect none other than the love and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us this week as we go out into a lost and dying world to shed His light to those that are unsaved, to shed His love to those that are unsaved, and not be shedding our light. We don't have light in and of ourselves. We only reflect the light of the Lord Jesus Christ.